This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
And for all the challenges, America has the strongest economy in the world. More people working and starting businesses. More young people graduating from high school and college than ever before.
President Biden on Monday says the American economy is doing just fine, despite inflation running at a 40-year high, costing Americans thousands of extra dollars every year, and gas prices designed to get you to stop driving your internal combustion engine. The June jobs market report is due on Friday. A gunman on a rooftop opened fire on an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago on Monday, killing at least six people and wounding 30. A person of interest connected to the attack has been captured following an hours-long manhunt. 22-year-old Robert Cremo III was taken into police custody after a brief car chase. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The James Webb Telescope is set to transmit its first gallery of deep space astronomy shots in exactly 1 week from today. NASA's $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope was launched on Christmas Day 2021. Nearly 7 months after its launch, it has produced images that are, according to NASA, a portrayal that includes the deepest field of views of the universe ever captured. The Grand Experiment welcomes the latest group of American citizens.
Thousands of new American citizens are celebrating across the nation. To commemorate Independence Day, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services welcome more than 660,000 new citizens in more than 140 naturalization ceremonies. They started on July 1st and continue through the 8th. Many newbies share their naturalization stories on social media. You can look them up by using hashtag New Citizen.
That's Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Federal Judge David Faber on Monday ruled in favor of three drug distributors in a lawsuit that accused them of causing a health crisis by distributing 81 million opioid pills over an eight-year period in one West Virginia county. The Biden administration is thinking about ending tariffs on China as soon as this week. President Trump imposed the tariffs on China to highlight the unfair trade practices China has imposed on the United States. Personal finance expert Dan Ricciardo on Fox News Tuesday morning.
Yeah, there's good politics, there's good economics. The fact is, just purely from a textbook point of view, tariffs typically are bad economics. We don't like to see, you know, an ideal world, we don't want to see any tariffs. We want to see free trading and, you know, around the globe. But the reality is that we've used tariffs effectively in many cases in political sense, especially where countries may not be playing by the rules or where we're trying to make a political point. And essentially, that's what we've done with China. But at the end of the day, Griff, we have to remember that you and I as consumers ultimately pay the bill. So if there's a tariff, wherever it may be placed on whatever product from whatever country, you and I as consumers, we pay more for our stuff.
The United States is currently imposing a 25% tariff on approximately $250 billion of imports from China. and a 7.5% tariff on approximately $112 billion worth of imports from China. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Dr. Tony Evans is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about his new book, Kingdom Values, Character to Chaos. Dr. Evans, the founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, founder and president of the Urban Alternative, and author of over 100 books. Dr. Evans, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Good to be with you.
Well, especially good right now. Boy, this is an appointed time, I believe, that God has set for us, for his people, and for his church right now. When you have society clamoring in chaos, wondering, when is this all going to come to an end? And society is looking to God's people and God's church to be that directional point, especially right now. Am I not seeing something correctly? Because from my observation point, this is what I'm observing. Is this what you're seeing as well?
Well, it's a couple of things. First of all, the confusion that we're seeing in the culture is really a divine disruption. Mm-hmm. God has allowed the chaos to come in order to create a dependency in culture that it cannot resolve, which does open up the door for the church. The problem is that all far too often the church needs the world needs the church, but the church is too engaged in the secular world to be the church. And so it is absolutely critical in this moment in time when God has given us this window of chaos in order for the church to step in as the divine respondent and for the divine reset, Christ be not come, that we desperately need to have. And the call is for the church to step up to the plate.
You know, Dr. Evans, I find it quite interesting. Every time there is a calling for the church, you always get the faux calling, right? I mean, you get the counterfeit from the evil one, where you've got the World Economic Council presenting, oh, it's time to hit the reset button. And it's reset button based on the values of Babylonia, not on the eternal values of God's kingdom, right?
Absolutely. And unless the Church of Jesus Christ becomes kingdomized, and it sees that the church does not exist for the church exists for the kingdom, and begin to incorporate kingdom thinking and kingdom values into the culture rather than trying to simply mimic the culture and sprinkling a little Jesus on top, we will not begin to see the restoration and awakening that the culture so desperately needs to happen in its midst.
And as you say, it starts with our character. And maybe you can expand on that a little bit, because that word is so easily used. But when we're talking about character from a biblical worldview and the way God would define it, boy, this takes us down to the very root of our being, doesn't it?
Well, it does. First of all, we have to establish, as I do in the book, we start off with discussing truth. Unless you have a biblical view of truth, you'll never arrive at the proper character. Truth is an absolute standard by which reality is measured, or to put it in everyday language, it's God's view on any subject matter. Because the church, unfortunately, has abandoned the truth, we've lost our character. Because the character is the kind of people we are in the midst of what the Bible calls a first generation. And so unless we uphold the biblical standard, call ourselves and our other Christians to that standard in the midst of the world, then we won't have a distinctive character that the world needs to see.
Well, getting back to your original point, and that is that God is still on the throne. He's still in control of all this. I find it quite interesting right now what's happening in the culture. 49 years after the decision of Roe v. Wade, I believe God has intervened into the chaos and said, okay, now it's time, as you said, to interrupt and to bring truth into this matter. And it's interesting how the culture is reacting to God's infusion of truth.
Well, it is very interesting because, I mean, the tables are being turned upside down in an unexpected way. And mm-hmm. if people only see the politics of it and the sociology of it and the economics of it and not the theology of it, then we will have missed it. That God has intervened. He has said, look, I'm running this show, and I need my people to wake up and get busy and piggyback off of what I started and bring it to fruition through a comprehensive view. I've only given you a down payment. Now it's time for you to pick up the tab and run with it.
Exactly. Tony, what I feel like God's, you know, put on my heart is this idea of an appointed time. Throughout human history, there are critical times that are called, that are put upon us, and it demands a response. And I believe that this is where we are right now at this appointed time for God to intervene, like you said, at this time of history.
Well, you know, the Bible talks about Kairos, which is an appointed time, an opportune time, a time when there is a unique moment for something out of the norm to happen. And it appears with the crises that we face. You know, 2 Chronicles 15:3-6 says, you know, in those times there was chaos everywhere. It says individuals had chaos, families had chaos. It says city rose up against city and nation rose up against nation. And then the end of verse 6 says, for God troubled them with every kind of distress. Now, you would have thought with all that chaos, it would have said the devil troubled them with every kind of distress. But it doesn't.
Right.
It says God didn't. Now, if God is your problem, it doesn't matter who you elect. If God is your problem, only God is your solution. And he tells them in verse 4, when God's people got the message, God turned things around. So he's let the chaos in the culture affect us as the church so that we can get the message and bring that message back to the culture.
Exactly. Well, when you consider kingdom values, I mean, God has a specific order about all his creation. And just as Jesus said, look, if you want me to stop these people from crying out, the rocks themselves would cry out. There is something about the innate aspect of God's creation that cries out against chaos and disorder, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the culture is literally crying for help.
Yes.
It doesn't know how to get the help it's crying for, and so it's trying all of these illegitimate, or even if it's not illegitimate, limited methods of resolving all the chaos. But the chaos is really the cry. And if we hear the cry of the chaos and not merely the complaint of the chaos, then we'll approach the chaos differently.
Well, here we are. We're approaching it with human reasoning. I mean, this is beyond our pay grade. This is why we keep going in circles. We're like the Israelites out in the desert in Kadesh Barnea, just going around in circles, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And now it's time. This is such a marvelous Kairos moment because all through Scripture, when God was moving to do something different, there would be a discontinuity first. And whether it was judgment or whether it was just God arranging things. You know, Hebrews chapter 12 talks about this in verse 25-28, and it says, do not ignore God when he is speaking. And he says the way you know he is speaking is he shakes things up. That is, things are not operating as they normally should. Things have been turned inside out. He says when the shaking comes, the natural order of things have been disturbed. That means God is talking. And what is God saying? Verse 28 says, he is trying to reveal, or he is revealing, his unshakable kingdom. That is, he wants the spiritual infused into the natural.
Amen. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Tony Evans after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Tony Evans continues with us. We're talking about his new book, Kingdom Values, Character to Chaos. You know, Tony, when we look at what's going on in the culture, as you write, cultural instability, family breakdown, social media ranting, unchecked narcissism, you know, the people have had it, and they're sitting with human reasoning trying to figure out how do we handle all this? I mean, there are universities in the state of California that now offer over 70 gender options. Up is down, down is up. The book of Isaiah warned us that this day would come, that there would be that time that good would be called evil would be called good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And we are right now in the midst of all this insanity. What do we do?
Well, the first thing is we have to establish a biblical theology of unity. Unity is oneness of purpose, not sameness of persons. Jesus said in John 17 that they might be one so that they will see my glory, so they'll see me show up. Mm-hmm. Illegitimate disunity. We ought to disunify over sin. We ought to disunify over, clear false doctrine. But illegitimate disunity keeps God away. We have one God composed of three co-equal persons who is one in essence while distinct in personality, and he can only function when he can be himself. So whenever there's illegitimate disunity, he can't be himself, so he's not involved. Even with the family, he says if the husband and wife, 1 Peter 3:7, are in discord, the prayers of the husband are hindered. So we can pray, go to church, have worship, but if there's illegitimate disunity, then God is going to exit the environment. So God has actually exited too much of the environment because we've decided not to be the Church of Jesus Christ he's created. You know, through our ministry, the Urban Alternative, we have this 3-point plan that we're taking all around the country to try to address this. I'll give it to you real quick. 3 A's. Mm-hmm. First of all, a simple, solemn assembly. The biblical churches, kingdom-minded churches in that area, come together one day a year to reinvite God into the community, because that's what solemn assemblies did in the scripture too. Address, where you speak with one voice about the issues that are affecting your community from the Bible. So you give God's viewpoint. Number 3, then you act. You let the community see that you are benefiting the community by your good works. So you adopt every public school, or we have the Act of Kindness campaign where you give every member a card, and every member once a week does an act of kindness and then prays for the person and then shares the gospel with the person. And we provide these cards to churches and Christians all over the nation so that people will see how beneficial the church is to the environment. Jeremiah 29:7, seek the welfare of the city. That was Babylon in which I placed you. So if we can get unity that way, then we can begin to see transformation on a community-by-community level if Jesus doesn't come. And this is just an opportunity he's opened up for the church.
This is so practical and simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be complex. It shouldn't be complex. It's our complexity is leading to our confusion, and so that's what we're attacking nationally. And I hope the church sees the opportunity that is sitting right in front of us.
You see, and we go back to what we talked about, and this is this Kairos moment, because you know that if God has sanctified, and I believe he has sanctified this appointed time, you've got his super on your natural, don't you?
You got his super on your natural, and that's right. And once you do that, and you put a Bunsen burner under our functioning and our responsibility, then you're lighting a fire. You know, Ezekiel talks about the water, the life of God in the house of God flowing down the aisles of the temple, and then it says out into the streets, and so the streets became flooded. God doesn't get the church house to fix the White House. So if we want to get that house straight, we better get this house straight, because judgment starts in the household of God.
Amen. Well, a people without vision will perish. They cast off restraint. And this is where America, I believe where the world finds itself today, Dr. Evans, is that it's lost that vision. And what you are presenting here is a revelatory vision that comes from the throne room of God. And if people in the church will pause and have that important Selah moment at this appointed time, the things they've been praying for, the things that are crying out from inside of their chaos will be realized. And I mean, you're talking something really exciting here, especially, you know, one of the things that I've been observing here right now is that we are in this Jubilee year. And as things are starting to be revealed in this Jubilee year, I'm getting more and more excited. And, to talk to you about kingdom values, this just adds to the legitimacy and the reinforcement of the things that God has been, revealing to me as well.
Well, absolutely. And we're going to just believe that God is going to keep stirring up his leaders, because the leaders have got to lead. This is not a time to be sitting on the back seat. We got to sit up front. Of course, Jesus is behind the wheel, but we got to be up front, right next to him, so he takes us exactly where his kingdom wants us to go.
Right. The other thing I was reading about, Dr. Evans, I think you would appreciate, is that this year, this according to the Hebrew calendar of 5782, is a double portion year, so that we'll get double for our trouble.
What,
is that cool?
Double is good. Double is good.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, in only the way God's economy can dole this out, too, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, get ready to realize the... you know, the windows of heaven opening up and his blessing coming upon you. But like you said, we cannot embrace illegitimate disunity. God will not find himself in those places.
Absolutely. One God, you know, we're told in Ephesians 4:3, preserve the unity of the Spirit. Why does he want us to preserve it? He wants us to preserve it so that God will show up. And you can be, you know, we are keeping God away by keeping each other at bay. And so it is now time, we may have all come over here on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. And everybody's dealing with the same things. And so now that the attention is on the chaos, let's step into it with the kingdom.
And the takeaway of this book, Kingdom Values, what was it specifically about this book? I just had the sense that this is something that talked to you in the middle of the night as you were writing it.
Well, you know, the greatest sermon ever preached by the greatest preacher who ever lived, Jesus Christ, was a Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount is concerned about one thing, the kingdom, the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. And so when I was looking at the Sermon on the Mount and him, Jesus talking about the kind of people we should be in the culture that we live, then it just struck me, well, we need to broaden our definition of character, and we need to bind it to the truth so that people can see the difference that the kingdom of God can make in the kingdoms of this world. And so so that became the genesis for the book.
And no doubt, you know, in this modernistic society, the abandonment of absolute truth has done incredible damage to our culture, to the church, and to people of faith, hasn't it?
Not only has the abandonment of truth compromised the church, it has redefined society. And so now we don't know what marriage is, we don't know what gender is, we don't know what honesty is, we don't know what character is, we don't know, because everybody's making up their own truth and leaving that truth for their truth, which means we wind up with a lot of error. And so we have to be people of the truth, and the truth transcends how you feel, how you were raised, what you think, because the truth is what God says. And when God says, you know, 1:1 = 2, whether you like it, whether you're into it, whether you support it, because it's an absolute mathematical standard. And once 1:1 = 3, your whole mathematical system collapses. Once you abandon God's view on any subject, your whole world collapses.
Well, and here you are. We've got about a minute left. The chaos enslaves you. It limits your freedom. Truth sets you free, does it not?
Yes, truth is a very freeing thing, John chapter 8, and it sets you free indeed. I mean, for sure. It releases you from the hostage and the bondage of error. And so if we will be people of the truth, in love, proclaim the truth, and then live the truth, the culture will have to deal with the truth.
Amen. Well, Dr. Tony Evans has been our guest. He's the founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas. He's the founder and president of the Urban Alternative, former chaplain of the NBA Dallas Mavericks. If they start winning again, I guess maybe they'll have you back, right?
It's time to go. Maybe not help, yeah. Well, anybody who wants to see that three-point plan, it's on our website, TonyEvans.org.
There it is. And your book, Kingdom Values, Character to Chaos, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Evans, always a joy. Thank you so much. God bless.
Bye-bye.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
And for all the challenges, America has the strongest economy in the world. More people working and starting businesses. More young people graduating from high school and college than ever before.
President Biden on Monday says the American economy is doing just fine, despite inflation running at a 40-year high, costing Americans thousands of extra dollars every year, and gas prices designed to get you to stop driving your internal combustion engine. The June jobs market report is due on Friday. A gunman on a rooftop opened fire on an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago on Monday, killing at least six people and wounding 30. A person of interest connected to the attack has been captured following an hours-long manhunt. 22-year-old Robert Cremo III was taken into police custody after a brief car chase. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, as inflation continues to impact life for consumers and businesses, joining us today with suggestions for managing inflation. Yes, that capital I word is financial expert and author Jeannie Walden, who's back with us. Jeannie, of course, of Daily Pay. She is the best-selling author, award-winning workplace expert, and the chief innovation and marketing officer at Daily Pay. Was named last week as 2022 Marketing Officer of the Year by the International Association of Top Professionals. Congratulations, Jeannie. What a great reward.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show.
Well, good to have you back. Well, with inflation on the rise, should we say goodbye to our long car trips this summer?
You know, that might be the first reaction, but you don't need to. I think reality has hit us. We've recently done some research with Harris Poll, and we've confirmed that 81% of hourly workers are reporting that higher gas prices are having a negative effect on their ability to pay other expenses like groceries, utilities, and rent and mortgage, and that's awful. So to combat that, we've come up with a number of really creative and innovative ways that you can still enjoy summer, seeing family and friends without breaking the bank.
Okay, let's break that down. We're taking notes. Go ahead.
All right. So, you know, first one's a pretty basic one. There are apps on the internet or websites like a company called Gas Buddy that can tell you, based on where you live, where the cheapest gas prices are. Definitely check that out because it can save you up to 20 cents a gallon on gas. And while 20 cents doesn't sound like a lot of money, if you're filling up once a week to get to and from work, it puts a lot more money back in your pocket. So you should definitely look for discounts. Apps will often have it. Also, a lot of your
Real quick, only because you said 20 cents doesn't sound like a lot of money. The government made it sound like 18 cents was a lot of money when they were going to give us a gas tax holiday, right?
Just saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it does. It does add up. And it can add up with other retail apps as well. Wherever you shop for groceries, whether it's one of the Kroger family of companies or, you know, whether you're going to Costco or whether you're going to CVS, definitely download those apps and go back to a blast from the past with couponing, this time digitally, because a lot of these companies are offering the manufacturer coupons, but they're also offering other perks for being loyal brand fans. And especially at the Kroger stores and the Costco and Sam's Club, if you're shopping there, you're getting extra cents off of that gas price, which oftentimes is pretty low anyway. If none of those are working well enough for you, you can look at carpooling. A lot of people are starting to carpool again in order to keep costs down to what they originally had in their budget. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to throw a crazy one out at you, but I think it's a genius idea. Sign up for a side job with a DoorDash, an Uber, a Lyft, an Instacart. But here's the trick. Don't just do it on your free time. You can certainly do that. Strategically align it with your summer vacation road trip or your daily commute to and from work. Add an extra, leave a half an hour early or an hour early and pick up shifts along the way. In this way, you're turning a high price of a commute into a profit center for yourself. And if you're on a road trip, you're making your spending money while you go. Part of the fun of summer adventures.
Yeah, Grandma, I'm sorry you have to be on top of the roof, but we've got to make room. We got a paying customer here, and it's only 80 miles. Some... Not bad.
Exactly. There's some pizza to deliver, so no one eat it. That's not ours.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Hey, I love, there's nothing like circumstances to be the invention of creativity and solutions here. And some of these are really great ideas because, the side hustle that came into the culture a couple of years ago is, really hustling even more these days because of inflation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's just so much innovation. As someone earlier today was telling me that they still work remotely. They've got a lot of land, so they've signed up with an app called Rover. I haven't gone to it yet, where they can actually watch other people's pets while other people go back to work. And so many people bought pets during COVID to keep them company. Now they have to go back to the office. You know, it's expensive when you're trying to get pet care, just like child care. So
I know.
If you're home, you can make some money that way too.
Yeah, you don't really think about that, but you're exactly right. When you need pet care for somebody at home, otherwise, the dog's home barking and irritating the neighbors. Not a lot of fun here.
Yeah.
So, there it is. And you're going, you see, Gloria, I told you we should have had a kid. Another kid would have been okay, Just saying. Okay. All right. Let's talk about some other great summer without breaking the bank ideas that you may have.
Well, look, I would say everyone should go to their employer and ask to understand what discounts are available to them. So many employers have already pre-negotiated discounts for you, whether it's on tickets to an amusement park or other types of entertainment. You might find some deals with your employer. You will definitely find deals with your healthcare provider if you're signed up for healthcare through your company. A lot of companies will give you money back just for being healthy. Some companies will cover a year of your Peloton membership, and if that's something you're paying for, or a gym membership, and you don't have to pay for it anymore, that's money that goes right back into your pocket until you go to the gas station next time. That's an option for it. And also, last but not least, pay attention to those last-minute flash sale emails that you get. So many airlines and hotels are excited to have people traveling again. They're trying to make it just even more manageable by offering round-trip deals, all-inclusive deals. Lots of cruises are on great sales. And if you don't have the money at the moment those emails come in, ask your employer if they have daily pay or some sort of on-demand pay where you can use the money you've earned even before your payday to take advantage of these great deals or to just build the bridge in between paychecks so you can cover all of your expenses without having to resort to a payday loan.
Yeah, exactly. Jeannie, the other thing I was glad to see come back is this app that pays you for losing weight. I mean, there's just these ideas that are available. I think it's so cool. It was it was a number of years ago it was out, and I thought, wow, this is really great. But it kind of went by the wayside, but it's coming back again. So I'm happy to see that. That's just awesome.
Now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, you can tie them all together. You can become a walking door dasher at your lunch hour at work while you're babysitting somebody else's dog, and you could end up making the most of this inflationary time.
Yeah, you can afford an Apple Watch, and it'll count your steps and everything, and you'll feel all so much better.
There you go.
Right?
There
exactly.
You go.
I mean, who needs a Rolex? I got an Apple Watch. Everything is so expensive, as we know. How about any of the recommendations to make ends meet?
You know, really, to make ends meet, you need to start with a budget. Take a look at what you've budgeted, and then take a look at today's prices of things and find out where your gaps are. Look to solutions like Daily Pay to cover those gaps in between paychecks. Truly do evaluate whether you need to pick up some money with a side job, but do it strategically so it's not costing you even more at the gas tank to do deliveries or do rideshare. And, you know, really look into how you can start making the most of every dollar using the couponing apps and other resources that are available to you.
You know, I'm glad that you brought up the comparison, because sometimes in our panic, we're eager to get into a side hustle that ends up costing us more than the side hustle. So we need to count the costs,
absolutely.
Right? And make sure it's worth it, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Jeannie, you gave us some great ideas. I also, again, commend you about, partnering with your employer. I mean, sometimes you don't go to HR. You don't check out the resources that are available. And guess what? Sometimes when you ask the question of the employer, they might say, you know what? That is a great idea. And then they go and search it out, and they leverage their their strength in the marketplace to get breaks for you that are passed on to the employees, that makes the employee glad to be associated with the employer. So it's win-win all the way around, right?
The longer that they can retain you as a happy employee, the more cost efficient it is for them as a company. And while all of us workers are getting hit with inflation, companies are too. They're having to raise prices because of higher prices of cost of goods. We're still dealing with supply chain issues. So companies are really looking for innovative ways to support their employees as well. And if you have an idea, share it with your employer. If an employer wants to do daily pay and they're not, it's free for employers. So it's easy to set up. So they can give back and do something great for their employee network.
Well, thank you, Jeannie Walden, the award-winning financial expert, author, and chief innovation marketing officer for Daily Pay. Thank you for being with us. Where can they go for more information?
Thanks so much. Go to dailypay.com for more information.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we have Sully Hoodyar joining us. He is the Prime Minister of East Turkestan Government in Exile, as you'll recall, who's been on with us many times. And we're going to be talking about an important rally that's going to be taking place today, actually this morning. Prime Minister, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about the Uyghurs rally and the march against China that's going to be taking place today.
Yes, we're going to be having a peaceful march from the White House to the State Department to commemorate the 13th anniversary of the Urumqi massacre and to call on the United States government to take stronger action to help end China's ongoing genocide.
Well, Sully, we've been reporting on what's been going on with the Uyghurs. I mean, from day one, you and I have been connected, and I'm so grateful to have you on to keep this to the forefront in the minds of people of what's going on. I mean, there is danger abounding, whether we're talking about what's going on in Russia, Ukraine. But meanwhile, as minutes, as hours, as days pass by, the Uyghurs are still being persecuted in ways that we can't even imagine, right?
Exactly, and time is something that is absolutely running out for us. I mean, it's been 8 years since China started this genocide campaign, and nothing meaningful is being done to stop it. You know, we've lost God knows how many millions or how many innocent people we lost, but we've lost quite a few people, and we're losing more people every day that, you know, the international community fails to act and take meaningful action.
Well, this is important for this rally because it brings back in the news cycle, back to remembrance of our elected officials, and dare I say, even the American people. I will say this, Sully, if it's any kind of comfort to you and to Uyghurs, is that we pray for the Uyghur community daily. And there are churches around the country praying for the Uyghurs and joining you in this rally and cause for what, you know, the communists have been doing to your people.
Thank you. And we definitely need those prayers, and we're definitely grateful for those prayers. We just need to get, you know, our government officials and governments across the world to act and do, you know, take a more meaningful step, because as I mentioned earlier, time is something that is not on our this is not something that we have. And China is, you know, using this. China knows this, and it's trying to, you know, eradicate our people within a certain, you know, schedule that it has.
Well, we know that millions have already been lost, right, from your population?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, millions of our people have been, you know, subject to all types of, you know, atrocities, from, you know, sterilization to torture and execution to organ harvesting to, you know, forced abortion of over 4 million of our babies. You know, we're losing our population and shrinking day by day. You know, our population has not had any growth over the past several years, especially post 2020. The Chinese government has set it to a 0% growth rate, and it's decreasing as we speak.
Well, that's just to give people an idea, the Uyghurs of East Turkestan, what was the population like before the communists came after the Uyghurs?
Well, so before the Chinese communists took over East Turkestan in late 1949, our population was around 9 million Uyghurs, other Turkic peoples. Then in 1954, after the Chinese took over East Turkestan and occupied it, they stated that it was about 4.5 million. Today, the Chinese government states that, you know, our population is around 12 million, despite the fact that, you know, they claim that they took the DNAs, voice prints, and retina scans of 36 million non-Chinese peoples in East Turkestan during 2016 and 2017.
So they're doing everything they can to manipulate the numbers to make it seem, you know, what they're doing to the Uyghurs is, I guess, you know, not as severe. But when you are, you know, organ harvesting and you are committing atrocities to a people group to the extent the communist Chinese are doing it, and of course they're getting somewhat tacit approval by, you know, partnering countries who continue to do business with them, right?
Absolutely. And the Chinese government, I mean, you know, downplaying our true population and then telling the world, oh, this is, you know, how many millions there are, and saying that, you know, they're not engaging in any atrocities, they're not doing anything, saying that, you know, our population is flourishing, when in reality, you're seeing a very significant, severe decrease in the number of Uyghurs. And we are fearful that the Chinese government, you know, essentially that they're trying to wipe out 2/3 of our population to bring it down to the number that they state is, you know, how many Uyghurs that there are.
What is it that resides in East Turkestan that the communist Chinese want? Is it all about minerals? And it's certainly not the people, because they're really not even utilizing, you know, the people to its fullest advantage, other than, you know, their organ harvesting and, enslaving them. But, you know, are there minerals and other natural resources that reside there in East Turkestan that has the communist, you know, going after so aggressively East Turkestan?
Yes. I mean, East Turkestan is roughly 1/5 of the territories under the control of the People's Republic of China. It's rich in natural and mineral resources, including gold, uranium, silver, tungsten, oil, natural gas, rare earth minerals. Even over 50% of the global polysilicon solar panel production comes from East Turkestan.
Wow. And of course, we know that, you know, solar panels, a big target, or an important commodity, we can say, and with 50% of it coming out of East Turkestan, it's no wonder the communist Chinese want to continue to maintain a stranglehold over that area, right?
Absolutely. And it's also because East Turkestan is strategically located. It's the cornerstone of China's multi-trillion dollar, Belt and Road Initiative global domination.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what is it that people are not understanding about the Belt and Road Initiative, how dangerous that is, Sully?
Well, Well, the Belt and Road Initiative essentially is a tool of imperialism and neocolonialism. The Chinese government has been using, you know, the Belt and Road Initiative to invest tens of billions, in fact, hundreds of trillions into countries all across the world, including Africa, and ultimately, you know, engaging in debt diplomacy, entrapping them into debt, and buying off, you know, sovereign territories of those countries, and engaging in neocolonialism. Most of the infrastructure projects that are being done, you know, they're being done by Chinese workers that are brought in from China all the way to Africa, and who are then left there to essentially, you know, start the slow process of colonization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is amazing. I mean, you know, you think about it in today's terms, in military terms. I mean, this is, in a sense, an undeclared war, and it affords the communist Chinese the uncanny ability to capture the assets of these different countries, does it not?
Absolutely. We are in the midst of a hybrid war. Officially, it's not declared, but the Chinese government, they are using all tactics short of conventional war to push back against the United States and the free world.
Well, and this has been a gradual and consistent march that the communist Chinese have done. And meanwhile, they have found a way to quiet even the West, you know, the resistance, because they have elite captured them. I mean, they have bought our elected officials. They have control over, you know, many of our institutions now, uncannily. You know, you got to hand it to the communist Chinese. They know what they're doing, and they know the greed of the West. They know its desire for money, and money's easy for them right now, and they're buying off these politicians, are they not?
Unfortunately, it is true that they have bought a lot of influence in all parts of the world, including here in Washington, whether it's through, you know, think tanks, lobbyists, or even, you know, directly with close relationships that they have with, you know, family members and other close personnel of government officials, elected government officials. So This is something that needs to be addressed before it's too late, because what's happening, you know, in East Turkestan, what's happening in, you know, Central Asia, in Southeast Asia, I mean, these are all precursors of what will happen if the United States falls to China.
We got a little less than a minute left, Prime Minister. This rally and march against China from the White House to the USSD that'll be taking place it'll begin in less than an hour and go until 2:00 this afternoon Eastern Time. What is your hope to accomplish here? I'm going to let you finish things up here with about 30 seconds left.
Yes, well, we want the U.S. government to acknowledge East Turkestan and treat us on par with Tibet by recognizing the fact that East Turkestan is an occupied country, and realizing that the only way to ensure the human rights, freedoms, and very existence of the Uyghur and other Turkic people is to regain East Turkestan's independence.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Prime Minister, thank you for being with us. Salih Hudayar, the Prime Minister of the East Turkestan Government in Exile. Thank you, Salih. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you for having me. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about